Is up, Noodle Cups. Happy New Year. It is now 2023, and we have ended off the year 2022 with quite a bang. You know, we had some awesome moments, and we had some heartbreaking, situations that occurred throughout the year. And just, a lot of things to be thankful for, a lot of things to, cry about. But you know what? We got 2023 here, so looking forward to this year. Just, got to keep moving forward, improving, getting ourselves better. So let's just get into the episode. So I know I was talking about doing like an end of year thing, so that's what I'm gonna do right now. We had some music coming out. We had NewJeans with their, I guess, their first comeback, with Ditto. And we had a special collab between aespa and Red Velvet for our Christmas song. Very cute. NMIXX also did a Christmas song. There was another one that just came out too that I can't remember. But yeah, just NewJeans. Damn, someone else just had to come back too. Like I'm been terrible about this. I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry. I barely heard Ditto the other day at the K-pop night that we were at. Like, that was like the first time I heard it. And I can't. Damn it, I can't remember who. So I apologize, y'all. Just it has not been a fun couple of weeks. Well, work-wise, obviously, unfortunately, especially when you're in pharmaceuticals like I am, yeah, end of year is always a nightmare. Of course, everybody wanting their prescriptions and medicines as before the new year kicks in, and it's a lot of chaos. So I am extremely behind, but I'm gonna hope to change that this year. Didn't get any. I don't know. Does anyone else get season greetings like from their favorite artists or just in general? I didn't get any this year. I know Purple Kiss has one and Dreamcatcher, and those will probably be like the biggest ones I want. But I still have the old ones, but I don't know. I'm not like shying away from K-pop in the sense. At least music wise. But just like I guess like in regards to collecting or purchasing things, I just kind of I'm definitely taking a back seat on just, especially like photo cards. I have a hefty collection, and there's a lot that I'm still trying to rid myself of. I have a bunch of albums too that, I'm looking to, sell. And it's just, it's more for the price of, just, and I mean, like I said, I'm in my 30s, I don't know why I've like given my age before, but I'm just gonna say I'm in my 30s. And just, yeah, at this point in my life and all, I'm just like, what is this gonna do for me, to be honest? To have this collection. I mean, I understand. I don't have a wife. I don't have any kids. I'm not dating anyone. But just in that still regard, like, how is this gonna ben having all this gonna benefit me in the future? So, that's why I'm like, there's of course I'm gonna keep certain collections. I'm gonna keep my COC collection, of course. I'm gonna keep my dream, my guy one actually. I have pretty much all her photo cards minus this past release, the Vision release. I may try to collect like one or two of them from that era, but I'm just that's the thing. Like this comeback, this I mean, kind of off topic, but this topic or this era had like 10 cards, I think. Like 10 photo cards you could collect of each member, you know. And it's just, I mean, you know, I mean, if you think about it, most photo cards are maybe like 6, 7 bucks, I would say, you know. I mean, if it's a new release, I would think that would be like maybe like $5 or something, you know. What's there are people out there charging like double that, you know, for the photo cards. I don't really understand, but like maybe like with the special cards, I can see, yeah, and you know, charging a couple of bucks, but you know, just unfortunately, there's a lot of greedy Gregs out there that, you know, are just trying to get as much as they can from people, and it's very sad, but that's just how life is now. You know, it is a very tough time, you know, in the world right now. And of course, I apologize. Damn, my allergies are kicking my butt today. So I am gonna be sniffling a lot. So, waiting for this medicine to kick in, the Allegra, not sponsored. But you know, just I'm that's where I'm at right now. I don't know if I do want to even purchase. I don't even know if I want to purchase any albums in the future. You know, I don't have the new one actually of Dreamcatcher. See, that's like one, you know. The last one I have is of Mason, you know, from that era when they had Mason. Was it the Apocalypse, Save Us, right? Or Follow Us? I don't have this new one, the latest one, The Vision. I don't have that album. I don't have any photo cards from that site, so you know, just kind of, what else is there? I guess the biggest news right now going on, is that, you know, of course, Dispatch, you know, every year they have their couple release, and apparently it's IU and Lee Jong Suk, right? Jong Suk, man, that's just, man, that's awesome, dude. I mean, they are grown adults anyway. Like, I mean, they are well in their, you know, age. So there should be no, like, none of that. Oh no, why is she dating someone? Like, why are they dating? Like, they, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. Like, they are well within their right as human beings to, you know, find love and, you know, someone, you know, to spend their time with. No, there's no need for a possession or any of that crap that a lot of people pull. So just, you know, really happy for them. Apparently it's been a couple of months now. You know, I'll just, you know, prayers up that they stay strong together. You know, if it works out, it works out. And if not, then hey, as long as they have a good time together. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I'm still kind of pissed that I can't remember. Like I said, I know it was New Jeans, but there was another group I was all excited about. That I can't remember who just had a release. Damn, dude, this is gonna kick my butt when I figure this out, man. Apparently YG. That's, I guess, another news. I don't know if it's been like officially confirmed yet, but apparently Blackpink will be leaving YG Entertainment, but they're gonna be moving to their subsidiary, which is the Blackpink or at the Black Label, you know, run by Teddy. So that will be interesting, you know. Like I said, I don't know, because apparently YG's denying it, but you know, there's a lot of reports about it, so truthfully, I'm not too sure what is fact or fiction right now. Until we get like a super, super official statement. And in that same token, Icon left, all six members of Icon, left the company, you know. And then they're gonna be debuting a new girl group, I think it's Baby Monster. I think they were talking about that. They'll be debuting at the debuting a new girl group, and My deal, and this of course is just my opinion and all, but I'm okay with listening to the music, but I don't want to learn the members on it. I don't want to learn, or I don't want to watch the videos or anything like that. I don't want to watch any series with them or anything, because apparently they are debuting a 13-year-old. I hope she's the youngest one. She's, but I know they were talking about one girl, the Thai member. She's an 09 liner, 2009. So yeah, that makes her 13. I don't know. There severely needs to be an age limit, I believe. Because, it's getting so bad, in K-pop, where they're just trying to churn out these new groups, and it's just like, oh, okay, we're gonna have you here for a couple of years when you're, not even in your double digits yet of age, but we'll debut you like right after, because apparently she was there for like 4 years. So she was like, what, nine when she first started at YG and all that, and like, oh man, I don't know, but it seems to be like the whole new deal now, because a lot of these new groups, they have members that are like 15 and all that, and don't know, like I said, it's just me personally. I don't know, I find it very uncomfortable. Like I said, I'm okay with the music though. I got Spotify and all that. Oh, I don't mind putting it on there and everything, but yeah, I'm not gonna bother with the music videos. I'm not gonna bother with, trying to learn about these groups or anything like that. Like, just keep me out of it. I don't know. I just, to me, it feels, I don't know, it feels very inappropriate. So, because I know that, especially like with the videos and the stages and everything like that, they try to dress them up and, doll them out with makeup, and like, I'm sure there's gonna be all these kind of dances, and I don't want any part of that, honestly. So, hopefully they are successful. I'm gonna, I don't know what kind of style they're gonna bring. That's gonna be very interesting, to see what's up. So, just give them my support like that. So yeah, that's it. Let's jump into our 2022 review. So, fortunately, I guess we'll just start with the bad news. Had a lot of, disbandments last year. Newest disbanded, and then, like, damn, I forgot. I know, I don't know. I don't want to bring up COC, but I guess I'll have to. DIA, that's right. DIA disbanded. There's a whole mess of them. DIA and Hot Issue. There, I was trying to think of that one. Hot Issue. I mean, there was a whole mess of disbandments. COC was my biggest one that completely broke my heart. As all we had. Some very prominent members leave their, groups. We had Jiho of Oh My Girl that left. Jiyun of Weekly. We had two members of which boy group? There were like two members that left a big name boy group. I feel bad. I'm sorry that I can't remember this. Was it Treasure, I think? I think like two members of Treasure. Same the Jayeon from Purple Kiss, that was a massive one for me. She left the group, and then of course all the crap with Luna. That's probably like one of the biggest shocks of the year. I wanted, but just I guess for the ones that left, as long as it was like personal reasons and all, all power to them. Like with Jayeon, it was. Yeah, she had personal reasons. She was having anxiety attacks, and so just like I said, I'm proud that she was able to speak out about it. Just be, you know what, I do. I can't continue this. Still love her. Massive power to these young men and women that are able to stand up to their these agencies that I'm sure are, just trying to get these people to put on their shows and everything for them, bring in money, blah blah blah. But I guess no regard towards their, they should be employees, but I'm sure they just treat them as property. Unfortunately, it seems that way with a lot of these agencies, how it feels. Just all power to those ones that were able to just say, I can't do this. Had some real good debuts as well. I guess we'll do that. So I think my debut of the year, I'm gonna give like some honorable mentions and all, but for me, I would say Lee Seraphim. Honestly, it took me a while to get with their what did they debut with? Oh my God. But yeah, Lee Seraphim's debut, that was a real good one. To be able to being able to see Sakura and Chaewon, from IZ*ONE, former IZ*ONE members being able to debut, and I mean they're finding a whole lot of success with this group too. So that's amazing that they're still able to be influential as idols. So I love it. I say Kepler, it was a very honorable mention debut. And I would say, I guess for like a boy group, I'm gonna say Tempest. Although I'm not gonna lie, I'm not familiar with them. I haven't heard any of their music. I know there was a few more, but truthfully, those ones for sure I never heard of. I have heard of Tempest before, and I have I don't know. I can't recall their music, but I think I have heard it before. I could have swear I heard that. Seen that name before on TV or something, like when I'm watching like YouTube and all. So I'm gonna give it to them. But yeah, girl group wise, Lee Seraphim, Audibles, yeah, Kepler. Then you also have like the Pelis. I think the Pelis was a very good one. Very, very interesting style of, music that they have. I mean, you had the High Key one. High Key should be having a comeback soon. So that's gonna be interesting. That apparently the athletic women, is like their concept. That's pretty interesting. Like get people moving, I guess. But yeah, like Kepler, all them honorable mentions. Comeback of the year. I am gonna say also goes to Lee Seraphim with the Anti-Fragile. I cannot get that damn song out of my head. I'm always singing it. It's so good though. That's the problem. That is such a very good song. So just yeah, great. Their agency is doing damn good job with them. I'm gonna say the honorable mention, of course. I'm gonna say Purple Kiss with I don't know, what is it? MEMEM or with Nerdy, because those are both very good. So I'm gonna say both of them. Both of them are very good. Also Dreamcatcher, with their comebacks, Mason and Vision, those are also outstanding. Psy being able to come back, that was a massive. That was part of what, like I would say like most surprise comeback of 2022 was Psy. I might like that, and then for him to be also, do that track with Suga, oh, that's just incredible. And who else is there? I would say yeah, ATEEZ. ATEEZ has had incredible comebacks this year. I know, like, Rugrilla, for one. Was it AT? It was AT's. Damn. Okay, AT's. AT's came back, too. That was a minute. They just released one of their comebacks. Yes, I have not heard it yet. I am such a jerk. But, yeah, that's... Oh, man. AT's is just an outstanding group. That'll probably be my boy group of the year. AT's. And female group. Oh, female group. I'm gonna say Purple Kiss. It's just me. That's my own personal opinion. Oh. Idol. Oh. Idol with Nude. I'm sorry. Nude was a. I didn't. Like I said, as much as I hate Q with a passion, that, oh man, that just that song in general, just like, it's so very well produced. I hate to say it like that, and I hate to give Q credit, but I know Soyeon did a lot of it too, so, just credit to Soyeon for that song. But yeah, it's such a great song. Biggest, I don't know. Do I have a letdown of the year? I would say, I guess, BBC in the end. My biggest letdown of the year was BBC and their handling of, like, with Chu, and their other members. Just the lengths of stupidity that they went through to, like, try to save their face, even though everyone knew to begin with that they were lying through their teeth, and then for them to, kind of admit guilt, but at the same time they're still like, oh yeah, like, I mean, yeah, we did this, but I mean, look at her, this, look what she put about us, or, what she's saying, blah blah blah. Like, oh my God, the level of. You get just the amount of heartlessness that you need to have to pull that. It's so heartbreaking that it's, I mean, everyone knows anyway that they're full of crap, as we see, especially after the whole announcement about, like, the bankruptcy and all. And then to find out that, yeah, these poor women, it seems like every time they have a comeback and all that, they're just getting deeper and deeper in debt with the company because the company can't really recover the finances, that they already are spending on, anything. So whatever money comes in from the album sales and all that other jazz, it's just, it's trying to pay off the debt, but it's still adding on more debt because it's not fully covering it. Like, it's so heartbreaking, man. And like, I mean, there is so much more, of course, better ways for BBC to handle it and all that, but, like, they, for them to go the route they did, it's just, it's infuriating, honestly. Biggest shock of the year, like I said, disbandments, honestly. Just, man, some of these disbandments were just like some of them were out of their field. There was a group that was not even around for like a month, I think. Which let me see, which K-pop groups disbanded? Disbanded. Where is it? I just saw it right now. K-pop groups disbanded. Let's see. So yeah, we had April. Was it Lunar Solar? No, I don't think it was Lunar Solar. But like, oh man, there was only, I think there was a group that was only around for like a year. I mean, a month. Yeah, April was kind of already a done deal after all the crap they pulled, regarding their former member, Hyunjun. Or, sorry, Hyunju. Just. I guess that came to light and everything, so that was just horrendous. Don't know who Wee Girls are. Tracy, don't know who they are. These are like a lot of older. Yeah, newest was the craziest one. Don't know who Arias is. Hadish, was it? No, Hadish was around for about a year. Lunar Solar was, disbanded. Grayish. CLC was my biggest one that sadly, I was crying about it. Oh, Red Square did. Yeah, Red Square. They apparently some of the members though did debut under Iris. But like Red Square only had like one their actual debut, I think. Like that was all I can remember. Like I don't think they ever had a comeback, dude. Oh jeez. Bling Bling. Oh man, that was a big shock to me too. Bling Bling. I really like them. Girl Can, I don't really know who they are. Buda Pass, I've heard of them, but I don't know them. Is it Blue? No. I don't know who Blue Fox is. No. Bandit! Oh, that was another one. God. That's what really hurt me. Bandit. Like, they were so under appreciated, honestly. Like, Bandit has such incredible music, and it was just sad. Not maybe okay, maybe I'm thinking of Bugaboo, but technically, I mean, it's almost like a month. No, never mind. I'm sorry, they were over a year. Damn, there was somebody that was like a there were I believe there was somebody that was like only a month, they were only around for like a month, and then they like immediately disbanded. But yeah, just all these disbandments, man. I mean, it's kind of not, but like a lot of these were like some like high profile names, and it's just, oh man. So it's just, it's sad. But what else? What else can I put? Song of the Year? Oh, Song of the Year. Did I say it already? No, I said Comeback of the Year. My Song of the Year, though, I would have to say, Anti-Fragile. Just I had to. Oh, it has to be Anti-Fragile, to be honest. I mean, just. In all honesty, I really love that song. And it is such a very incredible. The way it's produced and all. Honorable mentions. I will say WJ Since, Last Sequence. That song caught me off guard when I first, when I heard it. So I'm like, oh my goodness. What else? Dude, I can't. Damn, man. Like, am I really that bad with the year? I know there's a lot of good music this year. Don't get me wrong, people. I'm just like, I'm trying to remember a lot of this. Oh my God. Oh, I know, not Letdown. I know, I'm sorry, I'm gonna add on to that Letdown. ITZY. I don't know, I just, a lot of their music this year, I was not a big fan of, honestly. It was just like noise music to me, honestly, is what it was. That's all it was. It was just a lot of noise, and it just, but they finally came out with Cheshire, and Cheshire was real incredible. Like, it was a complete 180. I'm like, why can't we get this all the time? Freaking sneakers is if I had to make the choice of like how do I put this? This stuck in your head song of the year, it's gotta be Sneakers, like for a fact, dude. I keep singing that song at work too. Like my coworkers know that already. When I freaking just I'm there working and then I'm just like, put my sneakers on. And I even do a little leg motion and like swing it out. And they're like, oh my goodness. And like that's another one. Like, just the stuck in your head song of the year is Sneakers by ITZY. I don't know if I have any other any honorable mentions on that one. But that's why I'm glad ITZY came back around with Cheshire, but just a lot like what Voltage and then yeah, Loco. And then yeah, sneakers in general was just a big old letdown for me. It was pretty much a freaking, it was almost like with Idol and Señorita. It was just a freaking music video to an ad. That's all it was. All they were doing was talking about sneakers, like for real. You know, and there was just a lot of product placement. So that's all it was. It was just a freaking product placement music video. What else is there? What else can I say about 2022? Any other, I get like, I guess shock, you know, more shocks of the year. You know, Jin, right? Yeah, Jin, BTS's Jin, you know, is announced that he was entering the military, and I know that caused a lot of chaos. But hey, you know, it's, I mean, they wanted to do their military service, so you know what? Good for them. You know, these gentlemen love, you know, their country, and you know, like that's, you know, usually a requirement of males, you know, that they had to serve what, these 2 years, you know, in the military. So, you know, despite everyone like, oh, they should be given exceptions on everything, like, no, man, they like, no, we're gonna do our, you know, our cultural duty. You know, there's a lot of respect and praise to, you know, to BTS to, you know, tell people, no, like, why should we be an exception, you know, to you know, what our country has done for so many years, you know, to our regulations and everything. Like, you know, we shouldn't be exempt from it either. So just, you know, mad props to BTS about that. So yeah, you know, but just good luck to Jin. Looking forward to when they come back and, you know, get some music. Still waiting for Big Bang to put out music. You know the album, especially with T.O.P. Definitely need more music from T.O.P. But I guess, I don't know. As I said, I don't have any many albums, so I just album design of the year is gonna be Dreamcatcher. Just because their albums are always crazy, you know, like, just like the aesthetics of it, and, you know, just like the concepts, you know, are so wild. I mean, most of like these ones, like they were like goddesses and everything, so you know, like I mean, they are in a way, so okay. Ooh, album of the year for me is actually gonna be Purple Kiss with their with the Nerdy. It was like Geekyland, you know, just because, oh man, that album is, I love it so much. There, you know, I guess for me, B side of the year, besides title track, but like, you know, B side of the year for me is definitely got to be Purple Kiss's Fireflower. Like, oh my God, I cannot get enough of that song. Truthfully, like that song is just so incredible. B-sides, Idol's Tomboy. Yeah. Oh, not Tomboy, My Bag, you know. That one I absolutely love. From Dreamcatcher, I would have to say Starlight, and also, well, actually Suwa's you know, song, solo song from the album, No Dot. Those are also, you know, B-sides that I really love to listen to all the time. Stacy, that's gonna be my personal song of the year. Stacy's, oh my God, Young Love. Damn, I can't believe I forgot the song that I love so much. Young Love, Stacy's Young Love is like my personal song of the year, and that's also like that's also content, you know, B-side with with Purple Kiss. I'm sorry. Like, that was apparently my song of Spotify, song of the year on Spotify, because I played it for like 200 and something times. Just, that track in itself, man, is just so ridiculously incredible. Just everything about that song is a straight 10 out of 10. Like, I can't not get enough of it, you know. So, I just, yeah, that one was included. Well, that's a bit, like I said, yeah. I guess, yeah, boy group of the year is ATEEZ. Like I said, rookie male group is Tempest. Damn, what else is there? I don't think I have a, like, if I had a flop, it would, like I said, it would be ITZY. So I said, I guess, what else, what other news was there? Any other major news that I could think of? He said, yeah, Jin, all the disbandments, you know, had, I can't, I'm drawing a blank, y'all, so I might actually just have to end this episode, because, and then my allergies are freaking killing me right now. Might have to take some more medicine, because I can't, my nose is like crazy right now. But yeah, just, you know, that those are mine at the moment. I'm really looking forward to this year. Let's see what comes up. You know, Twice apparently is gonna be releasing a comeback soon. If I'm not mistaken, they're also gonna have an English release, like the first part of the year. So I'm really looking forward to that. They should be having a tour, I believe. Everglow is finally coming back. Thank you, Jesus. I've been really looking forward to them. You know, I really hope we get some more, whatchamacallit. I hope we get some more, not releases, but, shit, what was it to say? Like, tours, world tours. You know, I'm really hoping that, like, either Stacy or Purple Kiss have a tour. You know, I would really love to see that. That's another part too. I'm just saying, like, with tours and everything, like, I don't know. I had to see. It had to be a really, really big group for, like, me to go want to see them. You know, like, at least someone that I like. You know, for me to spend all that money and everything, cause, like, that's gonna be a pretty penny. So I think, like, yeah, I'm sure Twice will come back around. If Blackpink comes back around, I had to see, man. I don't know, cause I really like this one, but, like, especially, like, with my friend too, you know, because my friend got the VIP package and all that, and I mean, that crap was, he spent, like, what, like, $1,300 on it, and he said if it wasn't for him, getting to, you know, take the pictures with, you know, the girls at the end, in a way, you know, he was on the barricade, the barrier and all that, but if it wasn't for that, he said it was not, it would not have been worth it. But I'm like, eh, I can feel the same way too. I'm like, man, you're spending all that money, and you know, like, the stage photo was, you know, basically you just being on the stage. You know, you weren't with the girls or anything like that, like, where it could have been, like, super worthwhile. So I'm like, man, that's kind of dumb. You know, but hey, that's just showbiz, you know, that's how you, that's how they're gonna get their money. So just, you know, really can't say nothing about it. But I'm still, like I said, I'm still on edge. I do want to keep this podcast going. I might actually, I think this year I might try, yeah, try a little bit more, you know, try to get guests on the, you know, on some episodes. You know, get, like, you know, if I ever really love to try to get, like, idol, an idol on the podcast, or hell, even if I could do, like, a Q&A or something, you know, and just read the results. You know, that's something I would love to achieve this year. I don't know. I don't know how I would be able to start a YouTube channel, but that would be fun. You know, maybe kind of do the same deal, you know, just to talk about K-pop. I don't know. I would like to try to expand this podcast. You know, I know I'm talking about, like, maybe not, you know, keeping it up, but at the same time, like, you know, I really enjoy being able to talk about this, you know, to a wider audience other than just, you know, of course, with my friends and all. And, you know, and it just, I hope it helps people that, you know, are trying to get into K-pop but don't really, like, understand how to go about it, or, you know, like how they would feel about it, you know, I don't know if I mentioned, but I do have a coworker that likes K-pop, and that was a big shock to her. It was like, finding out that me, a, 30-something-year-old man is, into K-pop, and just me, trying to explain it, to her, because apparently she's got a few groups that she likes, and she's like, I'm just sticking to them. I'm like, hey, that's cool, but I'm sure there's a lot of people too that are like, okay, like, I don't know how to go about it at all, and like, I really hope that, this the podcast kind of helps out, like, hey, don't be afraid, you have people to support you, in your journey. Of course, myself included, I'm more than willing to, talk with people about K-pop. Oh, we'll see how this year, folds out, same deal. Gotta try to put out something, at least every 2 weeks or so. I usually try to go for 2 episodes a month. Now that, especially now that, I mean, the new year starts, so it's gonna be a little bit chaotic at work too, I'm sure, but we could get around that. And but just, once again, happy new year to everyone. Let's make this year a lot more memorable. Looking forward to that. Same deal as always. Stay safe, kiss your parents, or tell me you love them. But before you go, the moon is beautiful, isn't it? Talk to you guys next time.